Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you can go vote and comment on our Twitter poll. NFL trade deadline 1 week from today. What position do you most want the Lions to address? Best comments will be read on the air. Secondary, 39.6% of the vote. D-line, 33.5%. O-line, 24.6%. Other, 2.3. Kyler writes in, Max Crosby and Sauce Gardner, my totally realistic trade deadline goals. All right. I think that's sarcasm. Kevin says, unfortunately, in this video game world we live in, fans will want them to make a big splash trade, but I don't feel like they need to. I would like to see them acquire all three positions, O-line, D-end, and cornerback. That's from Kevin at work. Kevin, I don't think it's video game. It's fantasy football. Like fantasy football guys, people trade, you know, for fun all the time, and they trade big names, and then I think it kind of bleeds over into what they want their actual football team to do. You know, I'm not against a big splash trade, because sometimes you can make the big splash trade and the price tag isn't much. And I'm holding out hope that that could be the case.
Like Randy Moss was.
Randy Moss went for a third round pick, if I recall correctly. And I was at the time, I was like, what? He only gave up a third round pick? Who was the big defensive tackle that they got from the Giants a few years ago, I think, for a fifth-round pick?
Snacks Harrison?
Yeah. I mean, wasn't that a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, something like that.
Fifth or so if you could pull off a trade like that where a team can't find any takers, they're willing to sell you, they're really, really good player, that's you can make a splash trade, but it's got to be the right circumstances, and you have to be the only team bidding on it. Or have the best offer.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be rental players out there. And rental player, that's why the price would be low. You know, you're not trading typically multiple first-round picks for somebody that's going to be gone in a few months, but you would for somebody that you could have control over for a year or two after you've traded for them. You're looking for bargains, because you don't want to give up those high picks unless that unicorn of a player is out there. And you don't know. If you're Brad Holmes, you keep making the phone calls to Cincinnati and see if they're interested. But again, I don't think that they will. But you have to look elsewhere too. And, you know, calling Miami about Jalen Phillips, or calling the Saints about Granderson or other people they have there.
Arden, you know, Key out of the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, there are edge rushers available that you can go get.
Yeah, and I don't think it would necessarily cost a lot. No. Like Randy Moss would trade for the fourth round pick, by the way, Doug.
Was that what it was?
Less than you thought. And then last year alone, Za'Darius Smith, a fifth and a sixth rounder. You know, like, and you say what you will, he helped this team when they needed somebody, and he was more than, you know, he was a rotational guy. He got some sacks as well, but I think the bargain can be had. We'll just have to find out who it is, right? Like, it's you never know. When it gets to the trade, like the clock starts ticking for some of these teams and they just want to unload a guy, maybe it's a fifth or sixth rounder again.
Cam Jordan's another player that New Orleans has that could work here.
I hold out hope that a deal like that can go down. With that said, if they're only to trade for one position, the caller that said yesterday, you guys are trying to fill weaknesses. I'm just trying to figure out what makes us more adept at winning the Super Bowl. And there's a little bit of truth in that. Like, okay, yeah, the secondary has a whole bunch of guys banged up and you can use some help. But just go, like the Brad Holmes way he drafts, he almost pays no attention to position. Should the same thing apply at the trade deadline? Who's the best player out there, regardless of position, that's available that I'm willing to pay a price to get just to add to the overall talent base?
Well, I think maybe this is a time where you can go ahead and take that approach. I think typically you wouldn't do that because you're looking literally to fill holes. But with the Lions, because they're a really good team right now, they're getting guys healthier, they're going to get back to being almost completely healthy. But yes, you could fortify a number of different positions. So if the best player available happens to be an offensive tackle, yes, because we could use help to shore up the offensive line just in case, you know, somebody gets hurt, or if you just want to protect against, you know, how many games is Taylor Decker going to be able to play the rest of the season? Are you going to play every game, or are you going to want to give him a game off every once in a while? Well, an offensive tackle would make sense if you want to go that route. But they have, you know, tackle, defensive back, and defensive end would all be appealing to this team, and yet none of them are really a screaming need. I think the biggest need is probably a defensive back, even though you're going to get some guys back healthy, but because that's the position group that always gets hurt, yeah, go ahead, add more depth to it. And if you can get a number one corner, absolutely go get a number one corner. I just don't know if that's available.
Here's something to keep in mind, too, as we approach this trade deadline. And I'm going to see if I can find the tweet that came over that I kind of want to respond to. I'm not seeing it. Anyway, okay, here we go. This is from Jay. A dominant edge rusher and cornerback depth. That's all this team is missing to make a legitimate Super Bowl run. Okay, Jay. We just got an email. Okay, we get emails with updated Vegas odds all the time. One came over 3 minutes ago, is updated Vegas odds. The Detroit Lions are 17-5, so a little bit better than 4-1 to win the NFC. That is the favorite to win the NFC. And you want to get a dominant edge rusher and a cornerback to make a quote legitimate run to the at a Super Bowl. They're in a position right now to make a legitimate run at a Super Bowl.
Yes, but those other teams that are also in that legitimate run have a chance of legitimacy to get to the Super Bowl. Those teams might also add to put themselves over.
You think the Packers are really going to make a big move after giving up two first round picks?
I don't know if the Packers will, but like Philadelphia is always might. willing to deal. The Rams. Rams are always willing to deal.
Rams give up first-round picks for players all the time. Philly last year stood pat at the trade deadline.
So they can make a move this time.
They could. But what does that tell you about the necessity of a trade deadline move? Well, I'm not saying that, hey, just because Philly did it, I'm not making a move. But don't fool yourself into thinking you have to do something.
No, you don't have to do that. Right. I agree with that.
You have to overpay.
And Philadelphia's roster last year was outstanding, and they were healthy. They didn't necessarily have to make that move. The Lions are not as healthy.
No.
They're getting guys back, but not all of them are going to come back.
What if they don't make a move? Do you think we're going to have meltdowns?
I think we'll only have meltdowns if somebody that we covet gets traded. If Trey Hendrickson gets traded to the Rams. I don't see why the Rams would do it, but to a team or to Washington. Hendrickson goes to Washington, and now the Commanders have a resurgence, and you know Dayton Daniels is healthy, and they make a run again. I think people would have a little bit of a meltdown. If it goes to particularly an NFC rival, if Trey Hendrickson gets moved and the Lions don't get him, yeah, I think there's a meltdown factor.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very likely at all he's going to get moved.
But you're asking for the scenario.
If he does not get moved and Max Crosby doesn't get moved.
Yeah, the way the Lions fans have the meltdown is that the guy they want goes somewhere else.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. It is Carson Anderson, trade deadline 1 week from today. What do you most want at the trade deadline? We're not asking for a player. We're asking for a position. And give us a reason why. If you want to comment on the Twitter poll, you're the best comments will be read on the air. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 1 week from the NFL trade deadline, what position do you most want them to address? Secondary now, 40.7% of the vote on Twitter. D-line 33.3, O-line 23.5, other 2.5, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Dave in Clinton Township here on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hey, fellas. I'm going to think a little bit outside of what everybody's thinking. It's kind of a secondary. I want a coverage linebacker.
Interesting.
Now, I know our linebacker core is getting healthier, but here's the thing. If we're going to do anything, look at the teams we're going to have to beat. San Francisco, Green Bay, the Chiefs again, possibly. And the linebacker, the tight ends have killed us in some of those games. So I'm thinking coverage linebacker. And you can get him cheap.
You probably can. I mean, I'm not sure that that wouldn't mean you might want a safety. But somebody to help slow down a tight end spot is there's some validity to the fact that those teams have really, really talented tight ends. Kraft was a killer in week one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he looked.
He had a touchdown.
He was the reason they won on Sunday night.
Yeah, I was going to say, but Tucker Kraft, the way they're using him now is like he's one of the top tight ends in the league. He's very good. Kelsey absolutely got after the Lions, had six catches for 78 yards. Otten from Tampa Bay had a big game for Tampa. I could see
and
it.
And that's going to show up on film for other teams when they play us. So I'm thinking a coverage linebacker, you could free up Brian Branch to do something else in a second. And they don't – I mean, very rarely is Branch on a tight end, right?
I'd have to go back and look.
I think you're right. I think typically they go with they let Anzalone.
So – Mark Andrews had a huge day against Detroit. He had 2 touchdowns, 6 catches, 90 yards. I mean, there's something to that maybe they need to upgrade that personnel. So Malcolm Rodriguez is coming back. He's more of a depth guy, but, it's an interesting thing to bring up, Dave, and certainly something that we should reconsider as a possible target for them. 248-539-9797. Jay writes in, I believe they need someone to help pressure the quarterback after watching how fast Love was getting the ball out of his hands on Sunday night. So there's something to be said for teams that have the quarterback snap throw. Does that mean you need someone faster? Do you need someone to get to the quarterback? Or does that mean it almost doesn't matter? Because if a team is going to throw as soon as the quarterback has the football, I don't care how good you are as an edge rusher, you're not really going to help all that much. Now, if he has to work his way through progressions, it's a little bit different. But if your secondary is mung and you are going to have a quarterback that gets the ball out fast, you got big problems. And that's why I hear what Jay is saying, but I'd still rather address the secondary to deal with that.
Yeah, I would too. But getting back to a point you made 10 minutes ago. Is it just best available?
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, if you look at, again, because you can make the argument either way, secondary or edge rusher or offensive lineman, but who's the best that's available at the trade deadline? Don't know who's available.
Something happened over the weekend that had a commentator saying, this is the end. We will get to that today at 11:31. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming to the Carson Anderson inbox. Doug writes in, on the game last night, they were talking about a nice DB the Chiefs got in the third round. The Tesla pick was wasted. Okay. So, Doug, you hear the commenters commenting on the game last night, talking about the Chiefs getting a defensive back in the third round. And so you're going to turn on the Tesla pick. Brad Holmes isn't going to get every draft correct, okay? Not every pick correct. And if that's your expectation, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, Tesla's already worked out to 2 touchdowns this year. That's pretty – you'll take that through 7 games. Is he a big part of the offense? No, not right now. But he does get a lot of snaps. And, you know, whether you're a decoy or you're being used, whatever, I think Tesla is going to pan out. Is he going to pan out to be the next Amon-Ra St. Brown? No. But that's not – I don't think he's supposed to be like that. He's going to be just fine for this team. Are they going to rue the day because they didn't take a defensive back in the third round? No, they took 2 defensive backs in the previous draft. And unfortunately, neither guy is healthy right now. But I think Brad Holmes is always looking at the big picture. So this worked out for Kansas City right now. But guess what? It could work out for Detroit in years to come.
Yeah, I mean, and if it doesn't, okay.
And there was no guarantee the Lions were going to use that pick on the defensive back in the third round.
If you think about what this guy just did, you could do that for probably just about every round in the draft. That there's you might have got the best player when it was all said and done available. But if we're going to do this, you're going to drive yourselves crazy. Stoney does this. Stoney, oh, you should have had this guy instead. Yeah, you could do that all the time, all day, and drive yourself crazy. The player he's talking about is Noel Williams, who's the backup to Trent McDuffie and has made 15 tackles this year. And I don't think he has an interception yet. And yesterday he played 8 snaps. Are we sure we're going to declare that a victory over? I mean, maybe he's better than what those numbers indicate. I didn't hear what made the commentator say that, but. More feedback. I know he was mentioned last year too, but with last week's performance, Myles Garrett should be even more on the radar. Mortgage everything we possibly have to do a parade down Woodward for the first, if not only time ever. Is Myles Garrett available? He just signed a contract. It'd be a $96 million cap hit on Cleveland. That's his dead cap money.
It's like $41 million next year.
In year one of his contract extension, I don't think he's, I think he's literally untradeable.
You don't sign a player to that kind of an extension to trade him the next year. You sign a player to that kind of an extension because you're going to build around that player.
Mm-hmm. Doug, you asked what it takes to win a Super Bowl. Watching last night and when the Lions played Kansas City, Detroit needs to upgrade their D-line to slow down Mahomes. Current team can't do it. Well, the current team is 3rd in the NFL in quarterback sacks. So I don't know that this is a crisis. Could it be better? Sure, it could be better. But is it really a crisis? You know how many times they sack Mahomes? A season high 3 times. The Lions sacked Patrick Mahomes 3 times. That is a season high. Washington matched it last night. 248-539-9797. The trade deadline must address multiple positions of depth. In various positions, the level of drop-off from starter to injury replacement is dramatic. Offensive tackle is a prime example where the starter is limping through the season and his replacement be a major drop-off. That's from Gary. You know what? The more I think about this, and you were the first one that offered up the O-line thing, when I'm like, you know what? He's right. The thing about getting a starting caliber offensive tackle right now is you can tell Decker to take a month off and get healthy. And maybe he doesn't need a month. Maybe he needs more than a month. I want to be healthy for the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Do you know why, Scott?
Because you want
to win. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
There it is.
But doesn't that make a ton of sense?
Yeah. But starting tackles, they don't fall off trees.
Yeah, they're hard to find.
So,
but can you get an upgrade over what they're parading out now? Yeah, I mean, I think you can get an upgrade.
You can find an upgrade over Skipper.
Yep. 248-539-9797. All right, something happened in the NFL over the weekend. Had a commentator saying, this is it. We'll get to that today at 11:31. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to have some fun with Vegas odds next hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Beautiful day in Metro Detroit. Scott Anderson. I was watching Get Up this morning. And they were discussing Philadelphia and the tush push fumble, where Jalen Hurts' forward progress was ruled down. It was ruled stopped as a Giant player pulled the football out of his hands for what appeared to be a turnover. Mike Greenberg said this was his favorite tush push of all time because this has to be the straw that broke the camel's back. An official literally told a member of the Giants that the play is difficult to officiate. I think we've reached a point here where we can all see this play has got to go. It has got to go. Last week, we had Minnesota having a player lie down sideways at the line of scrimmage as a defense to the tush push. He was laying on his belly in front of the football. Now we have what appears to be a clear turnover overruled because an official admits it's hard to overturn. Mike Greenberg said, thank you. This is it. It's got to go. Are we running out of any arguments to keep this stupid play?
I think the arguments against it are all kind of lame, to be honest with you. Oh, it's difficult to officiate. Well, when? So, I mean, you're an official. This is, yeah, not everything's easy. Not going to make it all easy on you. I think you need to be better at officiating it. Look at the line, the alignment. Make sure that, you know, that nobody's jumping offside or false starts or whatever. And I think it is difficult to officiate. Like, when do you blow the whistle and say that forward progress has stopped?
Yeah, it's and you can't see. That's what makes it difficult to officiate is you can't see the ball carrier.
I get it. I understand it. So
how do you
what?
Get better at seeing him?
It's a play though. It's. Just because something is difficult doesn't mean you have to take it away.
Well, I think it's not that it's difficult. It's borderline impossible because it's not about that, like the officials need to work out more or train more where they're lined up. They can't see the ball carrier.
Well, they can improve their, I mean, if they want to get right behind there and be behind the guy who's doing the tush push, go ahead and do that. And you can tell if his forward progress has stopped, blow a whistle, you know, blow it earlier than rather than later. I don't think people would have too much of a problem with that, except for this rare occasion where the ball comes out. And if you look at it in, and I think the other thing you can do is to say that, you know what, we'll allow for reviews on forward progress. Because they don't allow that right now.
Do you want the play to stay, or are you just saying that you think the arguments against it are
weak? I don't
have
any problem with the play staying.
Don't
I really
you?
Don't. I get people say it's boring or whatever. It's an effective play. Find a way to stop it. And if that means you got to have a guy lying perpendicular to the line of scrimmage or whatever, go ahead.
I guess we're just getting so far away from entertaining football, and it's led to, like, every week there's a controversy. Every week there's, look, that's a false start that they miss because they can't see. Look, there's forward progress done that they can't see. Like, there's always something, and I hate it, but it's been going on for years. It's like a quarterback sneak at the goal line, and the officials, where they have to line up, because you can't line up officials right at the line of scrimmage looking directly down the line, because a team could throw out of a goal line formation and you got an official standing right there. So they're lined up on the edges of the field. They have to come sprinting all the way in.
So we're going to eliminate quarterback sneaks too?
Well, no. I mean,
is that next?
That hasn't been nearly as controversial, and they haven't said. It's different. They're not. Basically, the ball carrier on a quarterback sneak is not covered by players from every direction. In the tush push, the quarterback takes the snap. He's riding the back of the center or the guard or whomever, and there's players behind him that push him. So he is in the center of a small scrum, and the officials just can't see him. You have a better chance of seeing him on a regular quarterback sneak where there's not players from behind.
I'm not convinced enough to take it away from the game. I think you can tweak the rule if you want to limit the number of players that are allowed to push the guy from behind. If you want to say it's only the fullback or only the player, only one player is allowed to push the tush to move him forward, so be it. You can say, you could look at formations, and if something is an illegal formation, it's an illegal formation, and call it. If it's not an illegal formation, then tougho.
So
deal with it.
A lot of this stuff I would agree with, except they've missed it over and over and over again, which speaks to the...
So allow replay.
It appears to be impossible to officiate it. Well, they could allow replay, or they could just get rid of the damn thing. And I would far prefer they just get rid of the damn thing.
I mean, getting rid of a play, it's ultra successful. I don't think that's for the best of football.
Well, it's
just
ultra successful.
It's boring.
Well, not only is it boring, it's impossible for them to officiate.
But it's not impossible. They can officiate. There are things they can do to certainly allow for better officiating of the play. They'll look at it in the offseason. My guess is they'll probably get rid of it.
Please.
But I don't think they need to get rid of it. I think it's an effective play.
Kang, what do you think?
They should get rid of it because it's stupid. That's it. End of story. No, but honestly, I don't. All these tweaking and doing this, doing that, that's reason enough to just get rid of it. That's how you end the problem completely. Move on. I think they're finally going to get rid of it because it's just, they're sick of talking about it. This shouldn't be a thing every week. If you get rid of it completely, That ends the conversation. And as far as being hard to officiate, it is. You have head of officials saying it's hard to officiate. They're the head of the officiating.
So is pass interference.
But they're the ones saying it. You know what I mean? And like I said, and this is not entertaining. And it all comes down to, I say this all the time, it's all about entertainment. This is not entertaining. Arguing about it is not entertaining. They're going to end it. And thank God. I agree with you, Doug. I don't want to see this anymore. They change rules all the time. This is another one that needs to go away.
Let's get to your phone calls. Greg is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. Love your show, as always.
What's up?
Guys, listen to me, please. Let's stop looking for the unicorn for the defense. One thing about the Lions, all my friends thought I was crazy, but I have learned that it's not defense that wins the championship with the Lions. It's the offense. And we got to put J-Mo, we got to start using J-Mo. We can't just use him as a decoy, and we don't have to wait for Tesla to grow and mature. Put him out there now. We have to use J-Mo so much more, because I really believe, guys, listen to me, that we have the ability to score 40 points, that we have the ability to score a touchdown and a field goal every quarter. I believe that.
So we have to use, forget the defense, because I don't believe it's defense that wins the championship. The Lions have showed me it's offense that can win the championship. And playing against the San Francisco, we were two plays that would have sent the Super Bowl. They just didn't execute it, but the plays worked. So I'm convinced, as far as the Lions go, their offense wins the championship. You got to put, for us to have all the cylinders to work, I've been saying we're missing that one cylinder, and that's J-Mo. Once we get J-Mo's going, then we'll be, all our cylinders will be on fire. But we're still not doing that. That cannot happen anymore.
So it's interesting, Greg. I appreciate your sense of urgency, and you really have brought it to the table with this phone call. Jameson Williams has 17 catches for 289 yards through seven games. They have opened up, I think, three games feeding him the football. He has got five big plays, which is second on the team. And he's got two touchdowns. And they are third in the NFL in scoring. You always try to get better. You do everything you can to get better. Jameson Williams' effectiveness so far is I think it's fine because the offense is fine. But if we're in the business of giving him the football more, does it make the offense better? I'm willing to explore it. I just don't know that it matches the tenor of the crisis that you seem to think it is.
Well, they're not using him as much as they did last year. And I think that's maybe of concern because we thought this was going to be a year that he definitely is going to get, he's going to take off. He had 1,000 yards receiving last year, was targeted 91 times. This year, he's only been targeted 30 times in seven games. So he's behind that schedule. But ultimately, all that matters is the Lions win games. I don't really care about the usage of the player as long as, you know, you win in the end.
248-539-9797. Herb in Commerce Township, you're next. Hi, Herb.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Regarding the tush-push conversation, I wanted to inject the element of technology. And I think that it kind of is corny in some sense, but it really works in other sense. I'm looking at sports like pro tennis. There's nobody arguing line calls in outs. It's all machine done. And you remember the glow puck in hockey? That was kind of weird, but I thought it was pretty good. Something like that on a football, you know, put a mesh in the skin. It either breaks the plane or it doesn't. It doesn't really need any official looking at it at all. The machine will tell you whether it crossed or touched the plane or not. And I think that technology can be used to improve sports. The more I look at what's going on lately, the less I like the officiating. The guy behind the plate deciding a ball or a strike,
so
I think,
Herb,
is ridiculous.
Your comment regarding tennis is, it's true, but there's a lot more variables in football. While you can determine perhaps how far a football advanced, it takes more than that because you have to figure out, was a knee down or was a player touched when the knee was down? And
right,
there's other variables to mix in here.
Maybe a sensor in the knee pad, elbow pad.
I would say this. Well, there are ways you can do it. I like where Herb's going with technology and finding ways to get more accurate with technology. I think something you can do is put some sort of chip in a football, and you can tell when, at least with one aspect of it, you can find out when forward progress has been stopped. When the football ceases to move forward, you'll know because the chip will tell you, they haven't advanced this football any further than where it's at right now, and the play's done.
I'm not interested in investing that kind of time and effort into a stupid play.
There you go. You're not going
to
be persuaded otherwise. And I think it'd be interesting, knowing you, if you were the coach that came up with the tush push,
mm-hmm,
and you saw how wildly successful you were with it,
yep,
and you keep using it, and then you have people attacking you from all sides saying, we got to get rid of it, you wouldn't be saying, yeah, you're right, it's a dumb play.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come up with it, but there's no way in hell that I would have come up with that. But you're right. I wouldn't. If I came up with a play that was innovative in a way that people struggle to defend, I wouldn't have an issue. That play, I would never have come up with. I can assure you that. 248-539-9797.
You could probably find another play that's equally as annoying.
I could, perhaps, but I would think that the biggest argument against my play is, you can't officiate it.
But you can.
Under the way they're doing it now?
Well, find a different way to line up the officials.
Well,
you know when it's coming. You see the formation. Get in a different position.
And if they ever decide to throw out of it, you got a whole nother mess because the officials will be in the way. But 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also next hour. Got an interesting development at home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So my oldest has been between living situations. So he's been home for a while. And my wife offered the basement furniture for his new place, which...
Did you approve of this offer?
So I really, I sort of said sure. And the reason was because she was like, we need new living room furniture. The basement is my domain. So I got the TV set up. There's the bar down there and, mm-hmm. you know, go watch games. So she suggests that he takes the basement furniture and then the living room furniture gets moved downstairs, which would be an upgrade for my man cave. I'm like, okay, this will work. He's packing the truck tomorrow. We have no new living room furniture. Now, I don't have any animal days necessarily scheduled, but Saturday was Michigan with a night game. I'm going to be sitting in one chair in the middle of an empty room watching football, which isn't that big of a deal if it's just me.
Wait, but this is in the basement.
Yeah.
Why don't you could just watch it upstairs.
Well, if I have multiple TVs going. If
that's
I want to watch
the command center
games.
Right here. Yes. You have to tax your hand with a remote. Is that what you're
doing? No,
I just
it's way easier to watch three games at once than to watch than to flip around with the remote. But so I'm gonna be down there in the basement with no furniture. So my solution is I just go get new furniture for the basement. From day one when we got the house, she always said the basement can be yours. And then she made pretty much all the decisions. So I might if she doesn't move here quickly, I might have to go get new furniture for the basement.
I'm excited for you.
Are you?
I enjoy shopping for furniture.
Do you?
And thinking about always changing things up, getting a different look. But then it sets in that you got to make a real decision here. Do you want to go with leather furniture? Do you want to go with something that's going to recline? Do you
right.
want to go with, because all this, the new stuff that's out there, you got power seating, which some looks classier than others. Some look, just kind of tacky, but it's very comfortable. Depends what you want to do down there in the command center.
It does, and I don't care all that much, to be honest, other than if I'm having friends over, they need a place to sit. Mm-hmm. I've got my chair, and my chair is Stag.
Do you need a sleeper sofa?
Probably not, but sometimes we have a lot of people over on game weekends, so it could be something to consider. There's the old couch was big enough that, it was a long sectional that two people could sleep on it. So there's That's plenty of occasions time. Where we have people crashed out on the couches downstairs. But hey, man, I don't love shopping furniture, and it's because I get overwhelmed.
Oh, it
I walk
can get
in
overwhelming.
And I look around and I go, so this place has 2,500 couches. And I just, at some point, I'm like, I have no idea what I want anymore.
Yeah, then you walk right in, the first thing that you're greeted with, hey, folks.
And you can't turn down the sale of the century. You just can't. It's never going to come back around.
Right. Never come back.
Yep. No.
Yep.
This is it, man.
This could be the weekend.
Yeah.
This could be the Halloween sale.
I say, I'm going to go look at some other places. Well, we can't guarantee that this price is going to be here when you come back.
I mean, you got to. That's tough to make that.
We
decision.
Do. We do. Right. We did make a recent purchase though. That if the Lions win the Super Bowl, our mattress is free.
That's
I will say
great.
That.
That's great.
Yep. But anyway, I got some decisions to make.
You got see, I mean, colors, that's a whole
so
other
you,
thing.
So you just went through the whole thing with your, you
with
wanted
chair.
To buy a new chair.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
For the most part, yes. Yeah. Although I have to contact, I do need to talk to the people. I swear there's a way to lower the chair because I think it sits too high, like inch too high.
Well,
which
that's,
is weird because my feet are on the precipice of dangling and it's really uncomfortable. When you recline the chair, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best chair
well,
ever.
It's not reclined.
But when it's just a chair, it's like I don't remember sitting in it in the showroom the way it sits in my house.
That's I was going to ask you that. You didn't, you sat on it, of course, before you bought it, and this wasn't an issue?
A thousand times. No, it was never an issue. So I'm like, this has to be, there's something funny here.
Somebody on Twitch said, I only buy clearance furniture. I really do like the clearance centers. I go back there, and I'm like, Yeah, I don't care if it's kind of a little off color.
No, but you just got to make sure the quality is good. If there's just a little, you know, scratch on it, and that's why it's in the clearance, that's great. But if it's there because it's
scratch away, my friend.
You know, it's a $300 couch, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, Brian of Rochester, you're next. What's up, Brian?
Hi. The previous caller kind of said what I was going to say about the sensory bit inserted in the ball so they can detect where the first down is. And then, you know, I kind of correlated it to something I saw in the World Series yesterday, which in baseball, there's so many games where it's like you're not going to get every ball and strike called right. But, man, last night, that pitch that was high, it was like in the 13th inning, that was totally a ball and it was called a strike. But, you know, it's nice to get those plays called right in the big games. But, yeah, Gator, still L-O-V-E. All I need my love machine. You got to get that component solidified in that ball, man. But you guys, do you think that is it ended where the Lions-Chiefs game with that stupid bogus call, is that going to be all we see of it? Or
that's it.
Are they not going to get enough where, like, they still want the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl? And then if the Lions get there, are they going to let the Chiefs beat the Lions on top of that?
I have no idea what you're asking. What are you asking?
I'm just saying, like, I feel like the Chiefs are going to get to the Super Bowl at the end of the year. And if they let the Lions get there too, you know, should they get there, is that where it's going to end? Or are they going to keep giving the Chiefs all the calls, even when they get to the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Well, it depends what Taylor Swift wants.
She's still with Kelsey.
They're engaged. Let's hope those kids make it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I almost regret that we did those shows 2 weeks ago because you can do them all the time. You can bitch about officiating. And it I don't want to turn this show into constantly bitching about officiating. But it could be done.
The thing is, that game turned things around for Kansas City. They're now playing really, really, really
good. Yeah, I mean, they were getting guys back. And so it kind of stands to reason that they're playing better. I want the line. I want, if you're to pick the perfect scenario, okay? First of all, the idea, I'm not counting any chickens. The Lions making it to the Super Bowl is a wonderful possibility that's right in front of us and could happen this year. If they get there and I get to pick my opponent, I want it to be the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I don't
that's the most satisfying win you could have.
It would be most satisfying. Yeah. To be clear, any Super Bowl win for the Lions would be wildly satisfying.
Don't care who they play, just win.
But if you're going to pick the perfect scenario, that's the one. And I'm not shying away from the Chiefs because I think the league is going to give the Chiefs the game. I don't believe that. I thought they were sketchy in that Monday night game, specific to where that call came from. It now seems to be more accepted that it didn't come from New York. But whether that's true or not, I don't know. Whether that's damage control, I don't know.
I think part of playing against the Chiefs, I don't care who you are, maybe unless you're Doug Karsh, it enters your mind, guys, of the X factor that they're the Chiefs. And you're not just playing the Chiefs. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to beat the refs as well. I know you hated those shows, but that is something that the whole country seems to feel that the Chiefs get an advantage that other teams. It's not split. It's not, you know, 50-50, and it's not objective. It's advantage Chiefs. And so if you're playing like the Bills, you're like, all right, we just got to beat the Bills. If you're playing, you know, the Ravens or whoever comes out of the AFC. But if you play the Chiefs, man, it always enters people's minds.
It does. Is your perfect? Would you not want the Chiefs then if the Lions make the Super Bowl?
I don't think I do. I honestly don't think I do. I don't want that to be a factor.
And you'd be concerned it would be. Gator, what would your perfect Super Bowl be? Should the Lions make it, if we are fortunate enough?
Beating the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You want to beat a man, you got to beat the man. Let's go beat him.
248-539-9797. Open lines. Karsh and Anderson. All right, coming up next hour, we got another edition of Fun with Vegas Odds. And a player said something this weekend I can completely relate with, an NFL player. Can you? We'll get to that at 1220. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.